Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I tended to often think, and it's my own ignorance on this, that dementia was, when you had it, it was decline, it was all over bars of shouting. But there are actually ways to keep people sort of active and improve their quality of life, as we said.
Absolutely. And it's important to look at the diagnosis, not at the end, but actually as living with dementia and learning how to live with it as opposed to just die with it.
So what are some of these techniques for keeping people engaged?
So first and foremost, it's important to focus on what the person can do as opposed to what they can't do. In the world of dementia, many times we find carers focusing on their loss, the memory loss, and all the things that they can no longer do. They can't drive, they can't cook, they can't do their hobbies. But there's so much that a person does retain. So there are a few things that we can definitely do to help. So first of all, like I said, the focus on abilities, not the disability, but also focusing on what the person's eating. So nutrition, making sure that they're eating a really healthy diet, fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, less processed food, and less sugar intake.
Wow, I hadn't thought about diet as having an influence on that.
Absolutely it does, on the cognition.
Wow. And of course, you also recommend things like a bit of yoga, listening to music, other activities as well.
So exercise is a fundamental thing that we all need to be doing, one for our heart, but also for our brain. And I guess for our brain, we don't see our brain, so we don't really know if it's in shape or not. But we know that we need to do three types of exercise. Cardio, so walking for at least 30 minutes a day, which isn't a lot. It's not a big commitment, but it does wonders for your heart and for your brain. Weight resistance, so using some weights. And then the mindful exercises like yoga, Pilates, Tai Chi, which really quiet down the mind but allows the body to stretch. And that's really important to just have also that downtime throughout the day.
I'm kind of curious about social activities. How important is it for people living with dementia to keep an active social life? I know it's quite difficult.
Staying connected is essential because, first of all, it gives us a sense of purpose and validation of who we are. And we know ourselves relatively to, you know, who we're connected to. Either we're a partner or a child or a parent or connected to our sports club or to a different community or to a shopping center. And to staying connected to the things that are familiar to us makes us feel purposeful and meaningful and gives us a sense of self. So whether you're connected currently or you're thinking about getting connected and meeting up with friends, it's really important. It boosts our self-esteem. Isolation is probably one of the biggest causes in older age for, you know, low mood and a depressive state of mind, because if you're staying at home all day, you get disorientated. Each day rolls into the next. So staying connected because reconnected is really important.
Look, for family members who turn carer when they're looking after dementia-affected loved ones, it can often be quite a big stress. Sometimes we don't recognise, and people often talk about feeling like they've already lost this family member, that who they're looking after doesn't feel like the person that they had for all those years. So any great advice for people who are doing that?
There's a lot of research done on care fatigue, so that exhaustion that the carer feels. And some people call it a long goodbye. Some people just say that it's an enormous amount of grief. It's important to get time out and to use resources like respite or another network of either friends or other carers that can step in to give you a bit of a break, because it can be quite taxing on the person caring for the person with dementia. It's 24 hours. Dementia doesn't turn off when the sun goes down. It gets even worse at night. And so we really want to make sure that those carers are getting a good night's sleep and that they're not fatiguing and not getting themselves into a state of exhaustion. So sleeping well, eating well, tapping into different networks that can support, and also getting emotional support. So there's a lot of support groups out there run by Alzheimer's Australia, and it's great to be able to tap into that emotional support as well.
It sounds like support on both sides of the fence is absolutely essential.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, Tamar, thank you very much. A lot of food for thought there, and we appreciate you talking to Breakfast this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.